in the fall.
Join us for autumn evenings at Firestone Farm. Enjoy barn dances, bonfires, wagon rides, and more. Call for details at 313-271-1620.
The hour's top stories on WWJ, News Radio 950.
Good afternoon, I'm Jane Bauer.
And I'm Bill Stevens. Here's what's happening at 514. Services are planned tomorrow in Delaware and in Virginia for the victims of yesterday's attack on a U.S. destroyer in Yemen. The bodies of five of the sailors arrived today in Germany on their way back to the U.S.
George W. Bush spoke about the situation in the Middle East at a GM plant in Pontiac today. He condemned the killing of two Israeli soldiers by Palestinians. Vice President Gore is expected to make a campaign stop at the Detroit Public Library tomorrow.
We've got some road work to be aware of this weekend. Northbound I-75 will be closed from the Lodge to Gratiot starting at 8 o'clock tonight so that road crews can repair bridge damage caused by a tanker explosion last spring. Stay tuned. We'll have more construction news in traffic and weather together on the 8th.
On Wall Street today, the Dow was up 157 points. The Nasdaq climbed 241. We'll check your money at 525.
And Sonny will be along with his weekend forecast in just a moment. WWJ News Time, 515.
Sports is sponsored by Don Massey Cadillac. Here's Mike Sennett.
Lions did not play this weekend, but that doesn't stop them from making the news. Lions wide receiver Jermaine Crowell is out indefinitely after breaking a bone in his foot during today's practice. Crowell broke the fifth metatarsal on his left foot. He was running a pass pattern during practice and was not touched. Crowell leads the Lions in receiving with 27 catches for 320 yards and three touchdowns. Lions play at Tampa Bay on Thursday, October 19th. Michigan and Michigan State hope to bounce back from disappointing losses last week. 18th-ranked Michigan hosts Indiana in the Big House. The Hoosiers could be the cure for what ails the Wolverines. Michigan has not lost to Indiana since 1987 and has won 25 of the last 26 games against Indiana. Michigan State plays Wisconsin at Spartan Stadium in East Lansing. Spartan head coach Bobby Williams is searching for his first Big Ten win. The Spartans are 0-2 in the league after losing to Northwestern and Iowa. Wisconsin is 0-3. They've lost to Northwestern, Michigan State, and Ohio State. Rather, Michigan and Ohio State. Michigan State starts basketball practice tonight at midnight. It'll be their version of Midnight Match. They're calling it that. They're calling it the main event. Sounds like a boxing match to me. Doors open at the Breslin Center at 10:30. The Spartans men's and women's basketball teams will practice after midnight tonight. More than likely, lots of dunks and things that make the crowd go crazy. Preseason NBA basketball, the Pistons play the Orlando Magic tonight at the Ice Palace in Tampa Bay. You can hear tonight's game right here on WWJ News Radio 950, starting at 7 o'clock. Isaiah Thomas will be inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame tonight in Springfield, Massachusetts. And Shaquille O'Neal is richer today. He signed a four-year extension to his contract worth $88.5 million. The IOC says it will not take away the 2004 Olympics from the folks in Greece. Athens, Greece will remain the home. There's been lots of squabbles between the organizers of the Games and the Greek government, apparently, as well. 30% of the Olympic facilities have not yet been built. They have until 2004, of course. With sports at 15 and 45 past each hour, I'm Mike Svendit on WWJ, News Radio 950, your home of the Detroit Free Press Flagstar Bank International Marathon.
GM employees and family members, treat yourself to unmatched comfort, luxury, and safety of the 2000.